Thanks for listening to the Jerry Bader Show podcast presented by Amish Furniture Warehouse in the New London area. Check them out today at amishfurniturewarehouse.biz.
It is 9:35. I'm Earl Brooker in for Jerry Bader on the Jerry Bader Show. Sit here and kick my microphone cord all over the place, and so my microphone's facing sideways. It's like, isn't that the producer's job to keep that lined up for me so that I talk into it? Sam's over there like, yeah, right. You're a seasoned professional. You can handle that yourself, right? Oh, my goodness. Well, I promised you we were going to have a guest this morning, and that guest is Fox 11 Director of Meteorology, Pete Pitoniak. Good morning, Pete. How are you?
Hi, Earl. How are you?
I'm doing well. So did all your problems get resolved at the station this morning with graphics and all that fun you had?
I always have fun with the graphics. It's a 4.5-hour show, so I can't even remember when that happened.
it was quite early that Nick producer told us that, well, we aren't going to be doing traffic today because we can't get the graphics straightened out.
Oh, sure. Yes, we had it figured out.
Yes, indeed.
That was just a nice way to say that we didn't watch Earl.
Oh, well, that's okay, because then I don't feel bad at all, because it was supposed to be Sam's, because I was doing this show.
No, only kidding.
No, I know. We have lots of fun with the traffic, and I always enjoy that. So I thought I would have you join us this morning, Pete. First of all, just in general terms, and I know that you as what you do for a living, get to hear all the heat from people as far as what the heck is wrong with our weather. We had a warm April, but it was a very wet April. And now people are complaining that the month of May is not May-like. And, I mean, the old adage, if you don't like the weather in Wisconsin, wait 15 minutes, right?
Well, yeah, or at least wait maybe 24 hours. Now we're going to get into a period where we're about normal for the next 5 days, and it's really looking like we're going to hit the 70s next week and stay there for a while. And overall, if you look ahead for summer, the latest NOAA outlook, the National Weather Service, says that there's about a 40 to 50% chance that we're going to be above average for the summertime. So, you know, you have these periods where you're going to be a little bit cooler than normal, but it certainly was kind of a shock to the system after having such a nice and warm April.
Yes, it was quite nice. And without the rain, it would have been a perfect April for me. See, my two favorite months of the year are April and September, when they do what they're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's not too humid, temperatures are nice and comfortable, and that whole thing. When people get wound up, is it really, and I don't want to get into the whole climate change thing. I'm not trying to make this a political discussion at all, but is this – you know, we always talk about average temperatures, average precipitation, and those sorts of things. Is this that unusual that we might have a warm April and a cooler start to May? I mean, it just...
It's not really, no. I mean, and the thing is, we've had, you know, when you look at the past couple of years, we've been above average for many of the months over the last 2 years or so, on average again. And when you use that average, you know, that's really saying something, because then they have the extremes within the average. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, there have been some snowstorms that we've had in the month of May that people still talk about.
Yep, and that's one of the things that I wanted to talk to you about this morning. So if you want to complain about the weather right now, go back to 1990 on May 10th, and, Pete, tell us what we had.
Well, we did have a snowstorm. As a matter of fact, I went into the records, and I'm talking about the old records, not the computerized records. You know, our old chief meteorologist, our former chief meteorologist, John Chandick, he's the guy who started naming snowstorms here in Green Bay when he was the chief meteorologist. And as far as I could tell, that was back in 1988. So when actually you had sent me an email yesterday, I went back and I got the old folders out, you know, an actual file cabinet, real folder that's kind of frayed at the edges, and I went back to this day, May 10th, 1990, and I saw John's synopsis of the and summary of the event, and then I saw a message sent out by the National Weather Service that said it was a record-setting snow event for Green Bay. They officially had 4.1 inches of snow. Many locations had 4 to 6 inches or 4 inches in Shawano County. The thing was, too, the trees had already, you know, it was very heavy because the tree branches had bloomed.
They already had the buds on them, right?
So you had branches come down, you had power outages, and, of course, you had a lot of accidents. So that snowstorm all started about 5 o'clock in the morning. So we can get those snowstorms even in May.
And I'll tell you what, you know, I have to share this with you. Part of the reason that this is so fresh in my mind is family friends got married on May 11th of 1990.
Oh, wow.
And I remember the bride's comment that if I wanted snow in my wedding pictures, I would have gotten married in January.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Actually, it was a named storm. We had criteria of how many inches that we expected, and John named it Snowstorm Green Bay. So that was coming up from May 10th of 1990.
Wow. If people want to complain about the weather, we just need to recite May 10th, 1990. And, boy, I didn't know that I gave you a homework assignment. Pete, I appreciate you digging through. You probably had to dust them off first, right?
Yeah, I love doing that, though. I mean, I think that's, we don't do that enough. And those records were even put here on the last sentence here. It says a narrow band in eastern half of Wisconsin into central UP got the snow, and there was actually 21 inches in Marquette.
Wow.
So, yeah, a lot of snow that day.
Yes.
But, you know, every time I mention, Earl, May snowstorm, I will always get calls or emails about something that happened in 1947, and you probably know about this. It was in 1947, May 28th, and there was a snowstorm, and we had 3 inches of snow in Green Bay. It was on what was known as Decoration Day that
okay.
year, now Memorial Day. So can you imagine having snow on Memorial Day?
Wow. And if I'm not mistaken, those are like the only 2 days that there's been significant snowfall in the month of May, when I say significant, over several inches.
Yeah, you could be right. I mean, in the last 17 years, I think it was 2010, we had an inch of snow on one May day, but that was about it. So, yeah, it doesn't happen often. I mean, sometimes we get a trace here and there, maybe an inch, but to have 3 inches, 4 inches, and even up to 6 inches in some locations, it's unusual, but it does happen.
So the bottom line is tonight when somebody is, you know, sitting around the dinner table, and, boy, it's a little bit chilly for May. So, well, you know, could be snowing.
That's right. That's exactly right. You can hit them with that remark too.
Yeah.
And then they can say, "Remember back in May 10th, 1990."
Isn't it amazing how we all start to sound like our parents, Pete?
Oh, I know.
It's scary, isn't it?
Well, yeah.
Anything else weather-wise? Like you said, we're going to be normal for, you said, about the next week or so, which is good news. It'll be in the 60s and maybe the 70s by next week. Mother's Day may be starting out with that 70. Any other little tidbits you want to share with us this morning?
Well, I'm just looking ahead toward the summer, and the summer does look like we'll have above-average temperatures. So if people like it to heat up, there's something that we bring it up every summer when the temperature gets extremely hot, and that is a situation where we haven't had a triple-digit day in Green Bay since 1995.
Really?
So that would be something to keep an eye on. I'm not saying that we will, but I'm just saying that we haven't had one for that long.
I know that just when you brought up the above normal temperatures, Sam just ordered sunscreen on Amazon while we were talking.
There you go. Yes, I'll need it.
Well, Pete, I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us and talk about Snowstorm Green Bay that hit on this date back in 1990 and left us with a little over 4 inches of snow and the other weather goodies as well. I just thought it'd be kind of fun to talk with you, so thank you.
Yeah, well, anytime, Earl.
We'll have to do this again, all right?
You keep warm.
We'll do that. Thanks.
Okay.
Again, that is Pete Pitoniak, the Chief of Meteorology for Fox 11 here in Green Bay. And I just, you know, figured knowing that it by happen that I filled in today and knowing that that was the anniversary of that storm, I thought, We got to get Pete on the air to talk with us. We'll have more on the Jerry Bader Show. It's 9:45. Good morning.
For all things Jerry Bader, JerryBaderShow.com.